Introducing two guys you never want to see in spandex, Cliff and Kendall.
Cliff and Kendall, Cliff and Kendall, Cliff and Kendall.
Out of this world.
Oh my god.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller plays.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
And you knew who you were then. Girls were girls and men were men.
That's your part, isn't it?
Mister, we could use a man
like Herbert Hoover again.
That was the man.
Oh, whatever. Didn't need no welfare state.
J. Alvin Selwyn great.
No.
No, I
didn't
know that.
Didn't need no welfare state. Damn it, Kendall, you made me forget. There was a line, you skipped it. Jesus, this whole show has gone off the rails. It's like we're in the countryside at night in England.
Well, we are.
Well, we are. It's just so late at night. I can't, our equipment has been charging all day long. We're here. God.
You don't have to get so mad. We're here in the woods and the countryside's beautiful here.
It is beautiful. There's a lot of beautiful English foliage.
I love foliage.
I love it.
Everybody pulled his weight. G.R. Old LaSalle ran great.
Everybody pulled his weight.
Yes.
What's before that?
Didn't need no welfare.
Welfare state, which is what I said, yes. And you skipped.
Everybody pulled his weight.
You skipped that.
I did. Well, now we're back on track.
G.R. Old LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
All right, now we're back on track.
Okay.
Welcome to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast, coming to you live. Ooh. Not live. Coming to you recorded here in the English countryside.
Can you believe, Kendall, I've grown accustomed to staying in these nice-ish hotels and motels across Europe.
Oh, yeah, very nice.
Mm.
And it's not our fault that our show, you tell them.
You tell them, I can't.
I can't do it.
Well, we've went a little over budget.
For the whole year, it's only March.
Well, hey, in our defense, it's not a very big budget. Mr. Nonbottom sets very low budgets, and he's like, oh, we're way over budgets, boys. So, anyway, we don't have enough money to stay in a hotel, and we're staying out here in the countryside. You know, he's like, oh, it's like a picnic, it's beautiful. You'll learn a lot about life. You know, all the usual stuff he says to try to get us to sleep in the woods. But so, we've been charging the equipment all day, and here we are in the dead of night.
Good evening, boys. Now don't go around spreading false rumors. Our show is doing just fine.
No,
boys.
We'd never talk about anything like that.
Oh, there's nothing wrong here.
Oh, everything is wonderful, dear.
Oh, yes.
Daffodil, look, I brought you something to eat, dear.
Oh, my sugar lump.
Oh, can I have some of that?
Yes, of course, I brought you some too. Here you go, boy.
Oh, it's another English pudding, and I've had so many this week in England.
We've eaten so many.
Well, dear, you know my talk at the palace was all about rye incorporating into pudding, dear. It went over very well.
Oh, there was a round of applause. Oh, it was deafening, boy.
Well, it was deafening, dear, in terms of you know, British applause. This was a deafening applause.
Oh, but there were so many people doing it, dear. It was very rattling. I do admit I had a small bowel attack because of its intensity.
Yes, dear, it was very intense.
Very intense.
That was very intense.
Oh, my.
Now, I'm not supposed to talk about this, of course, you know, but the queen, she made me a dame, dear. Don't talk about it. Not supposed to tell anyone, dear, but I am now dame.
We're in the presence of greatness here.
Was there ever any doubt?
Well, we already knew you were great.
Oh, my dame. My dear.
Oh, no, you turned out to go on, dear. Calm down. Nothing to be crazy about.
Nothing
here.
To be. No, let's just all calm down.
Let's just calm down. Sorry, I've had a little bit of sherry, dear. Oh, been enjoying dear. This trip a little too much.
Oh, dear. You know, I've been telling you no sherry after 7 p.m., dear.
I know. You know how it upsets my gallbladder, dear.
Oh, yes. We must constantly be vigilant of our gallbladders.
You know, it's what we always say, dear.
What
are you doing?
Hey, you anybody know where I can get some wood? I got a blow torch. I'm gonna roast me up some marshmallows.
Oh goodness! Well, hold on, let me.
Oh, help you.
I don't
want to burn
anything down.
Oh my god!
Just stop it!
Oh my god! What? Why is he? I'm sorry. I won't go on. I've asked the question.
He's here for booth maintenance.
Anyway, Cliff, speaking of the rage that I feel about this...
Oh, my God. I'm so glad you had the idea to do a show about reducing rage.
You mean another show about reducing rage?
What do you mean another show?
We've already reduced our rage once.
When?
Didn't we reduce our rage, like, last week or something?
I don't know.
Weeks
no.
ago?
No.
We didn't?
No. Are you crazy?
Am I crazy? I may be crazy.
I think you're crazy.
I'm really starting to question my own sanity now.
You
anyway,
might say he's crazy.
Anyway, we're talking about
what
rage.
What I know is true.
Because I'm feeling a lot of it, Cliff.
Oh, yeah. Now, Kendall, do you beat yourself up constantly about things?
Yes.
Come on. Well, what you need to do is not do that.
Oh, good.
Why don't you just make a list of your positive qualities? Come on. Top 10.
Short list.
Just cut yourself off at a top 10.
Okay, I'll try to keep, try to keep, try to keep, try to keep. But you know that you have to understand anger is a problem.
Is it?
Because some people don't think it is, and they're just going through life raging about everything, and they don't even know they have a problem. Mm. First step is admitting you have a problem.
Oh, it for sure is. Oh, that's it. Step one.
It is.
Admit it. Admit it. Kendall, what you need to do, if you are one of those annoying people who's like, I'm fine, everything's fine, mm-hmm. it's all going to be okay.
We are definitely not those people. We're like, everything is awful.
And getting worse.
Uh-huh.
But imagine if you're one of those people who is everything's fine, imagine that you're a friend going through this. I don't know.
let me take a swing at this.
Okay. I can't. I'm watching Charles. He's trying to. He's got a blowtorch over there.
It's so hard to do anything when Charles is around. He's so distracting, and I just keep getting filled with more and more rage.
Oh my god! And Fonky just threw up all over Crockpot's face.
Oh my god!
And she ate some of those berries, and I told them not to let Fonky eat those berries.
Wait, we're not supposed to eat those berries?
No.
I ate like 4 pounds of them.
Oh god.
Anyway, I thought I was feeling horrible, Cliff.
I thought you were just looking on me.
Son of a bitch. You know, I've been thinking a lot about this because I've been so rageful lately.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know I've talked about trying to be positive and it's ridiculously hard.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I have tried to meditate. I've tried to do all these things.
Oh,
it's,
yeah.
it's increasingly more and more hard to do.
Yeah.
But, you know, I try to... My new solution to not being full of rage...
I got a new attitude.
...is quit trying to think that things are going to be different. Mm-hmm. Because we know that things are shitty. We are here where we know what life is. Get used to it. Accept it. And then maybe when you're going through and somebody, like, comes along and does something shitty, like Charles comes along and, like, leaves something, like... smelling terrible in your bed or something,
yeah.
You're just like, well, this week it was going to be like this, and your expectations are lowered.
Right. Well, we did a show. In short. We did a show many years ago, something to the effect of, you are not in control.
Yeah.
Update. We didn't listen. Still not in control.
We never listen to ourselves.
We're still not there.
In fact, Susan said something the other day, and she's like, oh, I want to do, I forget what it was. I think it was losing weight or something. And I said, well, I have 4,000 tips over the years of shows that we have done that we have increasingly, more and more not listened to. So let me give them to you. Maybe it'll help you. Maybe it'll help somebody.
No.
I've been trying to get Dr. Blathers to prescribe our show to tough cases.
He hadn't figured out how to use the prescription cards yet.
It's an uphill battle with the prescription cards, Kendall. But, you know, speaking of the things, okay, because we, all of the things that make us so mad, and I find myself being angry, alone in the hotel at night, having fights in my head about stuff. Uh-huh. And I was just thinking, one day I had an epiphany. I thought, you know, it's so hard sometimes to just let these awful things go and these mean thoughts and things. Yeah. What if I couldn't let really good thoughts go? What if I just could not help but concentrate on how beautiful it was to see the sunrise on Big Ben, mm-hmm. or how much love we all share with Charles the Contractor and Mrs. Butter 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 Churn, well, and Mr. Snodbottom, and our family type atmosphere. Yeah, and so I try to throw that back in my face if I find myself fixating on something negative. I'm like, well, hey, you obviously have some kind of a mental problem where you're fixating on negative things. So what if you just pretend for a second that you're fixating on this good thing, on mm-hmm. how wonderful, Jake Gyllenhaal is, and how great it'll feel when he wins his Oscar. Why don't you just fixate on that?
Well, it's true.
It's true!
You do speak the truth. And I do. I think similar things to that. Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, why am I angry about this? Why am I letting this get to me so badly?
Right.
And then, like, okay, you know, there are, let's think of the good things that are happening.
Right.
I do try to do that. So, right. No, I'm not always successful.
No, but you gotta try.
Yeah.
Come on.
Gotta have faith.
Give it a shot.
Get your back straight.
Get it straight in here.
Angry people, you know, Cliff, are always having a bias toward interpreting other people's behaviors as hostile or nasty.
Oh, yeah.
When all you're doing is really lacking the information to really be sure what they're trying to say.
How many times have I said that?
At least once.
So many.
So many times.
Oh, Bud, we need to help Bud. It appears Charles the Contractor, he's rolled into the pond.
Well, then you don't need our help at all.
Oh, here, please, Kegel, come on. Here.
Okay, we'll be right there. We're about to go to break. We have one segment.
Oh, boy, he could drown in a moment, Bud.
No, he won't.
We'll be right there. We just have to do... Let's read this stack of mail.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Bud.
We'll be right there.
Bud.
Okay, I'll watch him here.
All right.
I've seen him sleep like in a vat of beer for
I don't hours. Even think that pond is that deep.
It's not. It's fake. All right, Cliff. It's time for Letters from Bushelton. Oh, God. How did they write that out?
That was Charles sinking into the pond.
Oh.
Just kidding.
I'm feeling less rageful already.
All right. Kendall, do you have a letter?
I do. I got a letter. Here we go. We are writing to inform you, Cliff and Kendall, that your power will be shut off next week for several days. If you have a goldfish or medical equipment that runs off electricity, you should take proper steps to get a generator or move your pets or medically challenged person to another area.
Somebody please get our electric goldfish and take it and put it somewhere.
Okay, sorry, that was intended for us. That was
Oh, that was just the power coming.
Right on the air. Sorry. You go ahead and read one. I'll get it back.
Okay. Oh, okay. Listen, dear Cliff. Oh, I hope you're doing okay. Haven't seen you in a while. Oh, and missed your smiling face and huge belly laughs.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Yeah, also, wanted you to know all shirts 3X and above are currently 25% off, and extra wide elastic waist pants are 30% off until April. All the best, Busheltown Pants Depot.
Is that the Pants Depot?
I have to see if they have a website.
I was going to say, we always miss the good sales.
Kendall... I didn't think I'd be this fat in England. And
I didn't think I'd be this fat anywhere.
As we've crossed into so many countries already in Europe, I just keep leaving clothes that I've outgrown behind. I left a whole suitcase in Spain.
It's a trail of tears.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, God. All right. Well, I've got
the new trail of tears.
Oh, God. That's terrible. I shouldn't say it.
Thank you.
All right, Cliff, this one looks like it's actually written to us by someone that knows us.
Huh.
This is Dolores. I'm writing to tell Kendall to stay off my flowers on the side yard. Well, I know it was you that stepped all over them and crushed them. The note you left may have had terrible spelling errors and reeked of Colt 45, but I know it was you. Stay off my flowers. I didn't step on anybody's flower. That sounds like Charles.
He's been in England with us.
But this is an old letter.
Oh, that's an old letter. Oh, I saw the postmark now. Okay, here's this one.
Here it is.
Dear Cliff, this is... Oh, This is the sixth attempt to collect payment on your Visa charge card. Current minimum due is $400. Ooh. Oh, Kendall, they have this all wrong. You don't have to pay your credit cards when you're out of the country.
Well, that's funny. This letter, you should tell them that too. We're writing you because we've tried calling you and cannot get an answer. It appears you have a credit card with our company, which has been overcharged with pizzas from several pizza establishments here in town. If you do not pay toward this bill soon, collectors will be notified. Letters are terrible.
You don't have to pay that, Kendall. You're out of the country.
I'm not paying it.
All right, okay, let's see. What is this? Oh, I've got one another. Oh, they've practically got Charles out of the pond. All right, they're pulling on him.
They're pushing on his chair. He looks fine.
Yeah, Crockpot's got it.
Let him rest.
Let it be. Let it be. Oh, look at this. Dear Cliff and Kendall. Oh, I hope they're asking for some advice. Dear Cliff and Kendall, please remove your roof from our parking lot. It flew off your studio in a recent windstorm and is now blocking our drive-through lane.
Oh no.
That's signed sincerely, Melvin Piddle, for the assistant manager of the Beef Boy.
What? Went on the roof?
I don't know.
Somebody should call KBSA.
Maybe we can get Terry to install. Terry the temp. She can come install it.
Temporarily install some tarps on the.
Maybe she's roofing this week. Yeah.
All right, let's take a break. Let's go see what's wrong with Charles.
Oh, wait, there's one more under this. I got stuck up under here. Dear Cliff and Kendall, oh, no. I'm very concerned about your current mental health states, and I'm having trouble downloading your show onto my Zoom. Please call as soon as possible. And that says from Dr. Blathers.
So he hasn't been listening all this whole time?
He can't get the Zoom to charge, I guess. God. All right, we'll have to give him a call.
I'll send him a CD of the episode.
Well, let's get him on the line collect. All right. Let's go, look, there's Mr. Snodbottom's giving mouth to mouth to Charles.
Mr. Snodbottom, stop that!
All right.
Don't get any funny ideas. There's more funny Cliff and Kendall coming up, so stick around.
The newest beer can tops have ring tabs made of aluminum from Alcoa. Now beer cans are a cinch to open. Ring tab tops make them a cinch to open. Another change for the better with Alcoa Aluminum.
Forget your troubles. Come on, get flabby. Welcome back to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
No one sleeps tonight.
Oh, dear, that was lovely.
I'm so glad you already stepped in here for some hot subjects.
I brought some hot tea, dear.
Now, where's Kendall and Mr. Snodbottom? Where are they?
He's out there. Charles, you know, almost drowned a moment ago.
And Kendall's giving him mouth to mouth.
Dear, I know. Mr. Snodbottom begged him to do it, dear.
Well, you know, what a lifesaver. Here
look,
he comes.
I think he's coming too.
Oh, Kendall, you are a hero.
Cliff, hand me that hand disinfectant.
What a miracle, Charles, he's talking to Crockpot outside.
Thank heaven.
Praise Christ.
Thank heaven.
Kendall. Okay, hold on. The only thing I have to say, after seeing you give mouth to mouth to Charles the Contractor to save his life, Did you ever know that you're my hero?
I don't know, but I better have a front row in heaven now.
You're everything I wish I could be.
You don't want to be this. My mouth tastes like Colt 45, and I just drank a whole bottle of hand sanitizer to disinfect the berries.
Not very appetizing, but...
Oh, dear, Kendall, are safe.
Kendall is.
All right, let's move on. Let's talk about some hot subjects. I don't want to think about saving Charles' life.
I cannot believe the things I've been witness to, and I'm so happy. All right, but you guys are in here, so let's go ahead. Yes. Let's do some hot subjects.
For you.
Oh, this is good for to help the hot subjects go down.
Yeah, make mine extra hot.
Extra. He wants it hot, hot, hot.
Oh, it's not hot. It's not hot.
He likes it hot, hot, hot.
Alright.
It's gonna get hot, hot, hot.
Ooh. My mouth is already hot. I think I've caught a disease.
Please do hurry up, boys. It's quite late in the evening.
Alright. So, Cliff, do you have a hot subject you want to share?
I do. Oh my gosh. It's on the tongue tip of every...
It's on the tongue tip.
Earthling. What about that Oscar mix-up, guys?
Oh, Lord.
Is it Moonlight? Is it La La Land? I don't know.
So, I was watching them, very delayed.
Uh-huh.
And you know how, like, I get CNN alerts on my phone?
Uh-huh.
I don't know why. I should turn them off.
Turn it the hell off.
But it pops up, and it's like, mix-up at the Oscars. And I thought, oh, God. And so I already knew it was coming. Mm-hmm. I was like, I just don't want to watch. It was too hard to, like, watch. It was terrible.
Well, I was watching some Golden Girls DVDs.
Yep.
And I, you know, somebody did shoot me a text about it the next day. Mm-hmm. And so, because I can't get the news on my phone. But I'm sure everything's fine in America.
It's fine.
But anyway, what an Oscar moment.
Oh dear, it was quite the moment.
I don't know who this Oscar is, but...
Oh, dear, please. I do think the man that, I forget his name, dear, looks like Matt Damon. What's his name? You know, the accountant man.
Oh, Oscar Mayer Wiener.
No, dear, stop it.
Alright, so Kendall, do you have a hot subject?
Oh, do I have a hot subject?
While the smoke clears from mine.
Oh, I got him, Cliff. I got subjects. Okay. Cliff, so there is a new rule. New rule in Busheltown that all citizens are required to take down their Christmas lights by May.
No, that.
Busheltown officials say it's too tacky to celebrate Christmas all year round.
Wrong.
What do you think?
Will anybody think of baby Jesus?
Dear, what is the problem with celebrating a wonderful holiday year-round? I think it should be celebrated more.
Oh, dear. You know, it's quite gauche to have Christmas lights up when it's not the holiday season, dear.
Well, you know, I do agree with you, and I love Christmas, but
it's very gauche.
As an artistic person,
yeah,
I think it can get a little tacky living up the Christmas lights all year round.
Why do you say this?
Wonderful, dear.
He says this because he knows in my studio apartment in Busheltown, above the fish hatchery, that's how I read.
No,
I have like six strings of Christmas lights.
I'm not talking about Christmas lights in your house. That's one thing. I got Christmas lights up.
All I have to say is I reject everything about society. And if you want to have your Christmas lights up, then I say, damn it. I'm going to be there and make sure they stay up.
Amen to that.
Amen.
All right. I knew I was going to get hot subjects in here.
Now listen, I've got another hot subject.
All right.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Starbucks. Guess what? They're going to start serving coffee in mason jars.
Oh, no.
That sounds wonderful, Bob. It reminds me of my youth. Uncle Pepperoni. He would drink so many things from mason jars.
Oh, quite right. Pickle juice.
Pickle juice. Lemon juice.
I love a good mason jar.
Well, okay. Hold on. I can't stand coffee in a clear container.
Really?
Yes, I hate seeing coffee in a clear container. It needs to be in the thermos or a mug.
I think it's fun in a clear container because it's like having one. Remember those old phones that were clear and you could see all the wires and they lit up and everything inside?
Yes.
And that's what it's like drinking coffee from something clear. It's cool.
Oh, I'd love to have it in a mason jar. I think it's a wonderful idea.
Why
am I the only one against this?
I don't know, Kendall. I don't know why you're taking such a bold stand against mason jars.
Well, because the glass is not going to keep your coffee hot, first of all. It's like Crystal Pepsi all of a sudden. And then
calm down. People
can tell what color your coffee is. They're like, oh, look how much creamery puts in. And they make fun of you for all that. This is a rough subject for me. You can tell it's from experience.
All right.
All right, dear, whatever.
Whatever.
Look at my blood pressure's up, dear.
Oh, dear, how are you so excitable this hour of the evening, dear?
Dear, it's 6 o'clock.
Excuse me, even my bowels are falling asleep.
I know, it's 2 hours past your bedtime.
Look,
has been fun. Is there any more hot subjects, dear? Should we
go? I was just going to say Radio Shack is filing for bankruptcy again.
Don't get me started. Dear, come along.
Radio Shack. Where are they going to buy the batteries,
dear? Come along, dear. I don't know. We'll come look. Sit over here. I'm going to make you a nice little blanket over here.
I'm glad we didn't get started on that Radio Shack subject. That was a little too strong for me.
That could have gone south.
It could have went so south.
Real quick.
But what are we talking about?
So it's rage.
Rage. I'm so rageful.
Yeah. Now, do you have anything that makes you like really happy that to tell people that you did when you were like feeling rage at some time or another?
I like to go to Disneyland.
When you're feeling rage?
When I'm feeling anything, I like to go to Disneyland. Okay. Or I like to eat a big, huge meal. That makes me feel happy for a moment.
But did...
Meditation.
Let me rephrase.
Exercise, is that what you're looking for?
No! What I meant to ask... Good God. What I meant to ask was, have you ever done anything funny when you were mad that you would want to tell us about on the show?
Oh, like throwing a hard drive or something?
Yeah. I peed in a spray bottle.
I know. Oh, you mean a friend did it?
Yeah, right. Sprayed it all over the flag. Got that bitch dripping.
So I do work over at the Potter Butter Butter Churn Center for the Arts.
Yeah.
And there are some people there that drive me crazy sometimes. Right. And they're just, you know, a little too angry for what they need to be doing. It's art, after all. Mm-hmm. We should be enjoying
this
ourselves.
This is art.
Yes, they should be enjoying themselves like we do here on the show.
And just feeling their creative juices.
But they don't. So, there was this one person that worked on the show. I'm not going to name any names. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be that person. Right. But they were being really awful and really terrible. And they wear glasses. And they can't see anything without them. And they left them sitting there when they walked away to go to lunch. And I thought, well, if those happen to get thrown away... Who's going to know the difference? They're idiotic. They're going to think they lost them.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not saying I did anything. I'm just saying that they might have went missing.
That's some straight up Cliff crazy stuff.
You said you wanted me to share some crazy stuff.
I'm so glad that you did. And I'm so glad you had this original idea to do a show about rage.
Original.
It's original.
Although I could have swore.
Have we done one before? No, not in recent memory.
I think I dreamed about one or something.
Whatever.
Anyway.
Kendall, I do not want to hear about anybody's dreams.
Well, I don't either.
Unless I was in them.
Cliff, don't touch that dial.
All right.
Or don't touch that one. More appropriately.
Oh, it is. It's a special edition.
I know. The writer sent us a special edition of Don't Touch That Wand. Dial, which is called Don't Touch That Wand. Wow. It's all about Harry Potter.
It's so hard to explain, everybody.
Give me 15 minutes, I'll get it out.
This is some Harry Potter shit. Because we're in England.
We're in jolly old England.
Expecto Patronum.
Expecto Patronum.
Here's a question for you, Cliff. What
does
Hermione suggest that they do with the Horcrux locket when she sees that it is having a negative effect on Harry?
She suggests that they destroy it.
Accio Fireball!
Well, no. She suggests that they all take turns wearing it.
Oh. All right. Kendall, according to Professor Dumbledore, a potion made from what magical plant will revive the petrified Mrs. Norris?
Boulderberry.
That's it. No, Kendall, it's the mandrake.
The mandrake, I should have known. I really should have known.
You should, damn it.
Cliff, which Hogwarts professor is levitated above a table while Lord Voldemort holds a meeting with the Death Eaters?
Is that the gym teacher?
Charity Burbage.
I'm sure that's the gym teacher.
I'm sure. I don't know.
JK, if you're listening, you can tweet us that.
Petrificus Totalus.
Which school textbook is property of the Half-Blood Prince?
Oh, that is his potions.
Yes, advanced potion making.
There you go.
On with the show today.
what are we even going to do? Mr. Sunbaum, he's already fallen asleep over there.
He was half asleep before he left the boat.
Oh, no.
I think I'll go push Charles in the water.
You then you'll just have to give him more mouth to mouth.
No, I'm going
to
go clean my mouth out very, very thoroughly and then go to sleep.
All right.
So why don't you take us home, Cliff, down those old country English roads.
Take me home, English roads. I'm Cliff.
When I got a quote.
Whoa, shit.
Bitterness is like cancer. It eats upon the host, but anger is like fire. It burns it all clean.
Oh.
And that was Maya Angelou, the Cliff and Kendall of her time.
I love that she made quotes just for us, hosts.
I love it too.
I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. We'll see you here or somewhere else next week.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.
Rage.